What's up, everybody? It is Chris Aiken from Aftershocks TV and the Classic Metal Show, and just wanted to give you a quick heads up before this next video of my probably my most well-known book, Call Me Chris, A Tale of Healing, Recovery, Selfishness, and Resolve. It's a fun one, all right. It's about the burn accident that I was in 1994 and how I came back from it and what a nightmare it was. It's a tough read, but it's probably the best reviewed book that I've had of the six. So I invite you to check it out. Call Me Chris, A Tale of Healing, Recovery, Selfishness, and Resolve. Available now on Amazon.com, as well as my website, ChrisAikenBooks.com. You know what else is available right now? This episode that you actually came to see. Here it is.
Classic Metal Show with Sins of Omission, wrapping up a four thrash set there, and that one going out by request to Taylor.
I like it, Bailiff.
Yeah, so she's banging her head to some Testament tonight.
Well, that's good. That's never bad.
No, never a bad thing, and happy birthday to her.
Was she 20?
Yeah, she's 20. She's almost of age.
Almost there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we got some Judge Aiken here. The judge is in the chambers, and we've got some cases for the judge to rule on before we wrap up the show tonight. So here we go.
Is that gum in your mouth, Donnie?
No.
You have a little crush on me?
No. Yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to say right now.
You know, I've been watching you all year, Donnie. When you hit that shot to beat Fairfield, and you were jumping up and down in your little Larry Bird short shorts and sweating like a jar of pickles in the hot sun. God, that was so hot.
Is this really happening?
This is happening. It's happening right now in my office.
Okay, awesome. So, I'm totally in. How do you want to do it? Because I made sex before, lots of ways. So you want to go straight to hand jobs or eating me out or taking me from behind?
I'll teach you.
I'm a virgin.
All right, Judge. Well, we've got some interesting cases here on the docket.
All right.
And I'm sure with your wisdom and your insight, you'll rule fairly on these cases.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if we could go from the least offensive to the absolute worst.
Okay.
Let me see here. Let's go with something fairly, I don't know what you want to call it. The least harmful of the bunch.
Right, this is one that you as the bailiff see as the least harmful.
Yes, correct. Out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cases you're going to try this evening. Mm-hmm. This one, in my opinion, is the least, harmful.
Okay. Let's go.
Joseph Davis used the alias Joe Brown with one girlfriend and Marcus Brown with another. He'll be spending Valentine's Day alone. A Florida man is on the run after stealing one girlfriend's old engagement ring so he could use it to propose to his other girlfriend. You find levity in this, Judge?
Well, something tickled my throat.
Oh, okay. Because these cases are not to be taken lightly.
I apologize to
they're crimes against society.
I hear that.
Joseph Davis, 48, is wanted on the grand theft charge after allegedly betraying two girlfriends he met on the dating site OkCupid. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office said.
Okay.
He used the alias Joe Brown with one girlfriend and Marcus Brown with the other. Girlfriend number one, who lives in Orange City and who had dated Davis since 2015. Mm-hmm. 2015.
Okay, 6 years.
6 years. Told detectives she learned through some Facebook sleuthing.
Oh boy.
That Davis, a convicted felon, was engaged to the second woman.
Okay.
Worse, she saw on the second woman's Facebook page that her rival was wearing an engagement ring and wedding band identical to her own from a previous marriage.
Mm.
She checked her jewelry box and found her rings and other items missing. About $6,270 worth in property had been stolen from her. God. The girlfriend contacted Davis's fiance, who lives in Orlando and who had begun dating him in 2016.
Okay.
this guy has been able to carry on this charade with between 4 and 5, or rather 6 and 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with two different women.
Good for him. I mean, that's an interesting take, Bailey.
Yes. The second woman discovered she had also allegedly been stolen from. They joined forces and reported Davis to the authorities.
Hmm.
The second girlfriend reported her own laptop and jewelry went missing after Davis moved out of her apartment, according to authorities.
Mm-hmm.
She also recalled Davis once talking or taking her to the first girlfriend's house in Orange City. The first girlfriend was away at work at the time.
Jeez.
Boy, the balls on this guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Davis claimed to the second girlfriend that the home was his and even asked her to move in there with him.
Okay.
The second girlfriend packed up her own apartment and was ready to move in. But then Davis told her the deal fell through. Davis has a previous rap sheet that includes an active warrant in Oregon for a hit and run crash, domestic assault, and possession of cocaine. Okay. A brother of the Orlando woman posted about the bizarre situation on the sheriff's Facebook page, writing, "Please, everyone share this. My sister is a victim in Orlando that was proposed to. He is now making threats to our family." The woman and her family did not return messages.
Hmm. All right. So players got to play. I get it. I can rule on this pretty easily. I don't have a whole lot of talking about this one. It's pretty easy.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
I may surprise you here, bailiff.
Okay.
But I'm going to give the guy not guilty of any charges.
Wow. Okay.
He's cleared. And I'm going to give both of these women 25 years for stupidity.
So he doesn't get any time for stealing?
You can't penalize somebody for taking advantage of the stupid.
Okay.
You can't do it.
They had it coming. They deserved it.
They absolutely deserve to be ripped off.
Okay.
They deserve to be ripped off. I mean, what? They didn't know that this guy was a felon? They didn't know that this guy was capable of stealing from him? They what? Thought he got reformed in when he was in the big house?
Assuming they knew he was a ex-felon. Or, you know, an ex-convict or whatever.
Don't you investigate that a little bit in fucking 6 years?
I don't know that answer. Again, I'm surprised that this guy was able to have a dual relationship with two women over a 5 and 6 year period.
Yeah. They never figured out why he was gone 2 days a week. The one didn't because he was sleeping with the other one, staying over her place. The fuck out of here. These two chicks are dumb as a tree stump. 25 years each for stupidity.
All right.
Easy case. Easy case.
All right. So the women go to jail.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. All right, Judge, the next one up on the docket has to do with the worst dad ever.
Okay.
The family tree just got a big shakeup.
Okay.
A 24-year-old pregnant mom claims she was shocked to find out that her boyfriend and baby daddy was having an affair with her own mother.
I'm going to stop you right there. 25 years for the writer of this for writing baby daddy. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Jess Aldridge told the Sun that her boyfriend, Ryan Shelton, ran off with her mother, Georgina, after she brought her newborn son home from the hospital.
Okay.
It's the ultimate betrayal. You expect the new grandmother to fall in love with the baby, not the father. The Gloucester, England-based family were living together so Georgiana could help take care of her grandchildren. Aldridge and Shelton have two children together, a daughter also named Georgiana, and a newborn son called Reuben. We were stuck together for months in the house during the lockdown, Aldridge recalled. It was so hard, especially as Ryan and Mum were always being so flirty. I felt so uncomfortable. It was a horrible experience. Even though Georgiana's husband, Eric, was also in the house, Shelton, 29, and Georgiana, 44, would spend nights in the kitchen together drinking Bacardi.
And she was pregnant?
No. The boyfriend and the girl's mother,
okay,
would sit in the kitchen and drink Bacardi together.
Okay.
So who
had the baby? The daughter?
The daughter had the baby.
Okay.
Yeah, Georgiana's daughter.
Okay.
And Shelton, Georgiana's daughter and Shelton, the guy, were a couple.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So even though Georgiana's husband, Eric, also lived in the house, he must have been a real cuck because Shelton was sitting in the kitchen with his wife,
right,
44, drinking Bacardi.
All right.
Aldridge.
That's Shelton, right, on the screen?
Let me take a look.
That's Shelton and Georgiana or whatever her name is.
Yeah, let me take a look. Yeah, that's what it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's them. Yep.
Nice hair on that kid. Jesus, what year is this from? 1948?
Well, you ever notice how people in the UK always have bad teeth?
Bad teeth, bad hair. Check this dude out.
Yeah, I see him.
He looks like fucking Robin without the costume on. All right. Yep.
That changed when Aldridge was admitted to the hospital to give birth to Reuben in January. While she was having a cesarean section, Shelton, a car parts salesman, broke up with Aldridge by way of text message.
Oh my God.
Claiming he was sick of her accusing him of having an affair.
Right.
Ryan had seen baby Reuben for only a few minutes after he was born, and then 10 minutes the day afterwards, he was moving his stuff out, the new mom said. Jeez. They were in such a rush, he had even had my mom waiting for him with the car packed in the car park. When Aldridge returned home with her new son, she realized Georgiana, that's her mother, a nursing home worker, had also moved out. Although they continued to deny it, the couple finally fessed up and said that they were living together. The unusual new couple now have reportedly officially confirmed their relationship on
Facebook.
Of course. It's Facebook official.
Right.
My mom told me she can't help who she falls in love with. Ryan told me the same thing.
Wow.
It was a huge kick in the teeth, or in your case, a kick in the cunt.
Kick through those fucking spaced out teeth.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So who are we charging here? All of these idiots?
Well, we're not done yet.
Oh, okay.
they were planning it throughout my whole pregnancy. But Eric is also devastated by the news. Well, yeah, your old lady ran off with your daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
She is meant to be a granny to my two children and helping me look after them. But instead, she's off shagging my boyfriend. I'm brokenhearted. I've lost everything. My mom and the father of my kids.
Okay. So the bottom line, mom has better pussy than the daughter.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
She's got experienced pussy.
Yeah. She knows how to throw that thing around.
Apparently so.
And
it's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
All right. Well, a lot of sentences to go around in this one, Neely.
All right. Well, we've got four victims here, or four parties rather. Four
parties, and they're all going to jail.
So we got Aldrich, the daughter, who just had a baby.
Aldrich, the daughter, is definitely doing a 10 spot for being a bad fuck. There's just no two ways about it. She couldn't keep her young husband interested, and her young husband was so disinterested with her pussy and dick sucking ability that he went to her mom. So she's got to do time for that. She's terrible.
All right.
So 10 spot for her.
All right. Now we've got Ray, Ryan Shelton, the boyfriend, the father of the children.
I'm going to come back to him. Who's next?
Georgiana, the mother.
The mother's going to do. The mother, I think, deserves a good 8 years herself. Because, I mean, I know she has to. She gets some time off for the embarrassment that her daughter can't fuck as well as she does. You know, that's embarrassing to have to admit that to people. So she gets a little time off for that. But let's face it, she shouldn't have been fucking her boyfriend, the daughter's boyfriend. I mean, come on. There's got to be some code of ethics here, doesn't there?
Well, you would think so, but let's put it from the boyfriend's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming he enjoys the art of oral pleasures.
Okay.
I'm eating you where your daughter came from.
And that's a plus to me. A little bit dirty. That's a plus.
All right. This is from whence she came.
That's right. That's okay. All right. 7 years for her instead of eight.
Who? The mother? Georgina?
Mother. The mother gets 7. The daughter gets 10.
All right. Well, what is the sentence for the mother? I mean, what is the grounds for her sentence?
Well, I mean, she has to do time for stealing the daughter's boyfriend, because that's just terrible.
Okay.
But that being said, she must fuck better than the daughter to keep this dude interested. So, you know, she gets points for that.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to give her 7 years. She has to do some time, but not as much as the daughter.
All right. Well, let's talk about the husband of Georgina, Eric.
All right.
What does he get? Is he an innocent bystander, or done something, or
needle dick non fuck gets 20.
Wow, really?
He gets 20 because what the hell? The only time he ever got laid, he had a daughter, and then he could not satisfy this woman. I mean, come on. And not only that, but he let this happen in his house.
Yeah. Well, he knew that they were sitting at the table on an evening basis, you know, enjoying Bacardi's together.
Yeah. I mean, who sits around letting their daughter or letting their wife get fucked up with a 20-year-old in their house? If that's not embarrassing enough, then you should do time for being a moron. Of course, this guy was fucking your wife, you stupid fuck. So 20 spot for him.
20 for Eric.
Yeah, because he's the dumbest of the bunch.
Wow. So not only did he lose his wife, but he gets 20 years on top of that.
That's right.
Wow. All right. And of course, last but not least, was Aldridge.
Yeah. No, Shelton.
Oh, the boyfriend?
Yeah, the boyfriend is last. The boyfriend, Shelton, I'm going to give him 6 months. And I don't even really want to give him 6 months. I mean, let's face it. He's just banging out anything with a hole. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But his teeth are so fucked up looking that I want to send him to prison so he can get his teeth fixed. So he can do 6 months while he gets his teeth worked on. So Shelton, 6 months. Georgina, the mom. Is Georgina the mom?
Yes, Georgina is the mom.
7 years.
Eric is the dad.
20.
And then Aldridge is the daughter.
And she gets a 10 spot. That seems fair.
All right. Let me see. What's next up on the docket here? Mm-hmm. We're saving the best for last.
Okay.
I think this one is leading up to something here.
Okay.
An Oklahoma man having marital problems with his wife was on the phone with her when he fatally shot their two daughters and said, "How do you like that?"
Wow.
Before turning the gun on himself. Mm.
If you say West JQ's, I'm going to give a standing ovation.
The girl's mother was at work when her husband of 30 years, David Kaser, K-A-S-E-R, killed their daughters, 19-year-old Clarissa and 14-year-old Crystal, in their Sand Springs home Wednesday afternoon. She initially called the police so that they could do a welfare check because her husband threatened he was going to kill their kids and himself.
Right.
The wife added that while she was on the phone with Kaser, she heard what sounded like a gunshot and then said, "How do you like that?" police said. Cops responded to the home, and when they went inside, they found Kaser, 56, and his teen daughters dead, as well as a handgun. Police say they know a motive. They know a motive for the murder suicide, but did not reveal it to the public.
Okay.
However, cops revealed that Kaser, who have 6 children together, were having marital issues, and that the husband was taking care of their daughters while he was jobless and disabled.
Oh, good.
He was taking care of them.
Okay.
19 and 14.
Yeah. What is there to take care of?
I don't know the answer.
Well, he can't tell us.
He was upset. He was upset with her, and he was letting her know that. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is assisting in the investigation.
Okay.
So does anybody get any kind of sentencing here at all?
To be honest, I think most of the sentencing has been already doled out.
Right. Does the wife who caused this guy such grief, does she get anything?
You know what? I'm going to let her off with time served on this one. Dude, I hate even joking about this one. Jesus Christ. What the fuck? This is as bad as Snow Guy from 2 weeks ago. Yeah, no, I'm going to let her off the hook with a warning. We'll marry another guy that'll shoot his kids.
All right. This might be a fairly simple one.
Okay.
An Oklahoma woman who was shot several times by an Air Force veteran for swiping a Nazi flag hanging outside of his home.
All right.
Is now suing him for negligence.
Negligence. Okay.
Negligence. All right. Kendall McVeigh filed a lawsuit against Alexander Feaster for $75,000 in medical expenses, mental, physical pain, and suffering after shooting her on June 28th.
Wait a minute. He shot her and he's not suing her for like attempted murder? What? All right.
She tried to steal his Nazi flag.
All right.
So he shot her. And now she's suing him for her medical, mental pain, medical expenses, physical pain, suffering, and all that kind of stuff.
Wow. Okay.
McVeigh, 26, was at a house party across the street from Feaster's home when someone dared her to yank down one of his two Nazi flags. As she ran back to the party with the flag, Feaster shot at her with his AR-15, striking her several times in the lower abdomen and legs.
Jeez, oh man, he must have liked that flag.
Well, don't tread on me, bitches.
Yeah, no shit.
McVeigh was hospitalized for several weeks but survived. Feaster, 44, was charged with assault and battery with a deadly weapon. He's been released on $75,000 bail and has a court appearance in front of Judge Aiken.
Yeah, well.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
Well, looking at this photo of Feaster, he's got the Hitler mustache going. That's pretty interesting.
Okay.
Let me put a photo of Feaster up here. So. That's what I was trying to do when I got dumped out there for a second.
It's Feaster famine.
Yeah, it's Feaster famine. Look at this fucking guy. Holy smokes. Let's throw him up on the screen, Reno here. Where's Feaster? Feaster. Feast your eyes on this.
Yep.
Look at that guy. Wow. That guy looks like the guy from Norway that like whacked all those kids and
whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a scary dude.
well, you know, he's exercising his constitutional rights of freedom of expression, regardless if you agree with his choice and flags.
Yeah. And
so this girl, she on a dare, she decides she's going to run across the street, get on his property, steal his property and run away with it. And he's just like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
And he nailed her with an AR-15.
All right. Well, as far as I can see it, I think she should do a couple of years for theft. Okay. That's it.
That's all.
That's all. Right. He doesn't get anything. No way. Right. He defended his property. What's the problem with that?
Well, that's kind of where I fall in this, Judge.
Yeah, I mean, he defended his property. Enough said. I think there should be more shootings of people stealing flags. To be quite honest.
Right.
Don't steal my fucking shit. Just because you don't like it, fuck you, Kindle. Yeah,
I agree.
And you're named after an Amazon fucking tool to read a book. So your name is stupid, too. Give her another year. 3 years.
All right. Next up on the docket is a teacher, Judge.
Okay.
She's an ex-gym teacher.
Okay.
We know what goes on in those gyms, you know.
We certainly do.
This is something that happened close to your pinball palace, Judge. I know you have outside interest outside of your judgeship.
I do. Sure.
A former Titusville middle school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle, Rochelle, Cressman, Cressman, Rochelle Cressman.
Mm-hmm.
She will be sentenced by Judge Aiken for sexually assaulting a 13-year-old male student.
Jeez.
What is Titusville also known for, Judge Aiken? I want to see.
Titusville?
Titusville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I have no idea.
First oil well.
Oh, is it? I did not know that.
A former Pennsylvania gym teacher was sentenced to by Judge Aiken for sexually assaulting a 13-year-old male student over a 7-month period.
Okay.
Rochelle Cressman, 34, was also ordered to,
So 34 on a 13?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting.
A tearful Cressman, a former gym teacher at the Titusville Middle School, appeared before Judge Aiken in Crawford County and said she was having marital problems at the time.
Well, I guess that excuses it then.
I'm sorry for being selfish and not taking into account anyone else's feelings, she told Judge Aiken. In the fall of 2018, I made decisions that I will regret for the rest of my life.
I'm sure you will.
Cressman was arrested in May of 2019 for sexually assaulting the teen multiple times between September 2018 to April of 2019, when she was 32 and the student was 13.
Okay.
The abuse happened at Cressman's former home in Oil Creek Township at a home in Titusville. She resigned from her job in May of 2019. Cressman was initially charged with 66 criminal accounts.
Oh boy.
But she agreed to plead guilty to 3 counts of statutory sexual assault in November.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
All right. Well, let's see. As you've proven numerous times, 19 years, that's barely a difference. So, you know, we have to start there. 19 mere years, barely a difference. I'm sure they had all the same interests, just like you and your girls. She's a bit of a plain Jane. According to this picture, she picks her nose.
Really? How did you determine that, Judge?
Look at the picture. She's got a big old scab on her nose.
All right.
Don't see that scab?
Yeah.
A big old scab on her nose. I'm picking her nose a little bit. So she's got to do a little time for that.
For nose picking.
For nose picking, of course. And she's kind of a plain Jane, but I'll bet with a little makeup, she could probably be kind of cute.
Well, let's call her something that, you know, a band that we used to feature here on the show years ago. She's a scraggly Jane.
Yeah, she is a scraggly Jane.
A scraggly Jane.
Mix in a comb and a little makeup, she could be okay. And I mean, I'm still, as I always feel, I don't think a 13-year-old boy is going to have that much of a hard time with banging that.
No, he would have a hard time.
No, yeah. He's not gonna hate that. I'm gonna say that time served, although she has to do 1 year's worth of weekly visits to the judge's chamber. I think that's fair. 1 year of weekly visits to the judge's chamber.
All right. Well, we're down to our last two.
Okay.
I'm flipping between these two. I'm trying to figure out which one is the worst.
All right.
I think I'm going to go with this one first.
Okay.
A Louisiana teacher, 34, once again, 30. That must be the prime age.
That's when they get sick of fucking their husbands. Apparently, yeah,
apparently so, because that other girl was 34. And a lot of these teachers are like 34.
Yeah.
That's when they're ready to get railed pretty good, I guess.
Yeah. By a 13-year-old.
I guess. A Louisiana teacher, 34, had sex with her male foreign exchange student who was 15.
Okay.
While her husband watched.
While her husband watched?
He was a cuck.
Oh, wow.
So he watched his you know, fairly young wife of 34 bang out a 13-year-old.
Okay.
Or 15-year-old, rather.
All right.
Youngsville, Louisiana teacher and her husband have been charged. Police allege that they took part in a voyeuristic sex game with an underage foreign exchange student.
Okay.
Being that this student is a foreign exchange student, do the laws apply?
Well, I guess. I mean, you know, I don't know where he's from. Is he Indian?
Didn't say.
Hello, I am begging my teacher while her husband watches. Hello.
According to the Daily Mail, teacher Kimberly Wellman, 34, and her husband, Jeffrey Rich, 36, are also accused of supplying the 15-year-old with foreign exchange student with marijuana and alcohol. Police also claimed that Wellman Rich had sex with the teen in front of her husband.
Oh, she's hyphenated?
Yeah, she's hyphenated.
Got bad news for you, honey. That's going to cost you some time.
Well, she gets compliments on the hyphen.
Not in my court, she doesn't. There's no mercy on the hyphen.
Wellman Rich works for the Lafayette Parish School System, which comprises 9 separate districts that run 16 schools ranging from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Okay.
The teacher has been charged with felony carnal knowledge of a juvenile, indecent behavior with a juvenile, encouraging or contributing to child delinquency, and contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile in regards for her relationship with the foreign exchange student while her husband faces accessory charges. It is not immediately clear if the couple was available to comment or if they had retained an attorney.
I would hope they've at least done that.
Youngsville police began investigating the couple on January 26th after receiving an anonymous report claiming Wellman Rich was sexually abusing a foreign exchange student she was hosting in her home. The complaint alleged that Kimberly Wellman Rich is a host parent to a male juvenile exchange student that they believed Miss Wellman Rich was having a sexual relationship. Police also stated that the husband had firsthand knowledge of the sexual relationship. Officials stated that the foreign exchange student was removed from the teacher's home the same day police began the investigation.
Why are you taking me from this home? It is very fun at this home. Why do you remove me from there?
Bordreau told the Parish School Board that the company that places foreign exchange students worked with the police in this matter. As soon as we were able to start sustaining anything with the allegation, he was immediately removed from the home by the school board as well as the company that does the placements. LPSS is fully cooperating with the law enforcement in their investigation. Because this is a personal matter, no further information will be provided. According to the advocate, the relationship between the foreign exchange student and the teacher began when he was 15 years old and was ongoing until his removal from the home in late January. The age of consent in Louisiana is 17. Likewise, the legal drinking age is 21, and the couple are also accused of providing the teen with alcohol. The local police chief stressed that the importance of the reporting the suspicious behavior in light of recent arrest. I'm not saying that they had somebody suspected something early on, it would have been prevented, but it could have been shortened the time span that it was occurring.
Yeah. All right.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
Well, first thing I got to tell you, bailiff, I find this couple is especially odd. You got one with stenciled on boomerangs for eyelashes, and then you got the other one doesn't have any eyelashes at all. What do you call those? Eyebrows. Not
eyebrows, yeah.
And she got the weird eye. She got, I don't know what those are that she drew on her fucking head. And then the guy doesn't have any. What's that about? That's an odd look right there. Did Abu make him shave him? Was that part of the deal? He would only throw that Indian dick in them if they fucking shaved their eyebrows. And there's something weird going on with this. They're not an overwhelmingly attractive couple, either one of them. And I don't know if you noticed this, but my intense investigation picked up on the fact that her mouth is shifted to the right. Look at her mouth.
Well, that's her dick sucking side.
Yeah, but looks like she probably puts a dick in there like Popeye would put in a pipe. I mean, her mouth is weird to the right.
Yeah.
Like big to the right and tiny to the left. What's going on there? That's a strange look. And the dude, I mean, what can we say about the dude? He literally stood by and held the camera while his wife got fucked by fucking Abu, the foreign exchange student. He's doing time for that as well. So, I don't know. I don't even know what to give these fucking people. How about, you know what? They're never going to do anything good for the country or the world. Death.
Wow. Well, what method of death do they receive there, Judge?
I think somebody should take an eyebrow pencil and just keep jabbing it in them until they bleed to death. If you ask me, Jesus.
All right, Judge, before we get to the last case, I've added one more to the docket. I'm sure you don't mind.
I don't care.
This literally happened right down the street on the same road, right off the same main drag that you live off of.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
91.
Okay.
A former high school teacher in Hudson, Ohio.
Okay.
This is a beauty. When you pull this one up,
all right,
you're going to look at this and go, I hope you didn't eat a late dinner or anything. Well, I didn't. Because you're liable to lose it here.
All right. And just knowing that she lives near me.
Yeah, she lives near you. Right. And she's no spring chicken.
Okay.
A former high school teacher in Hudson, Ohio has pleaded guilty to child sex abuse. The disgraced, sexually abusive Ohio teacher was once entrusted to teach youngsters at the Hudson High School.
Oh, boy. That's where my nieces went to school.
That's what I'm saying. It's right down the street from your house.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Look this beauty up.
All right.
Her name is Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, mm-hmm. Hallstein, H-A-L-L-S-T-E-I-N. Heidi Hallstein.
Isn't Tim James married to her?
A 57-year-old former teacher in Hudson, Ohio, pleaded guilty on Friday to gross sexual imposition and attempted unlawful conduct with a minor.
Jeez, oh man. That's not a woman. Are you sure that's not identifying as a woman? Come on.
I think she's in the Joe Biden administration somewhere.
If she puts her arm up and does this, it'll be the fucking singer from the Talking Heads. Same as it ever was.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Why is this judge being so harsh? Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever.
Let me ask you, what the hell is this?
Yeah, exactly. That guy.
Looks like Bill Gates.
My goodness. That's horrible.
That's what I'm saying. This is why I had to bring this to the court at the last minute, Judge, because I feel that this needs some harsh ruling.
This had to be a gym teacher, right?
The Hudson, Ohio teacher was arrested in August after local authorities got wind of her alleged sexual misdeeds.
I liked her better when she read the news for various radio shows.
Portage County Sheriff David Doak reported that his team learned of the allegations against Hallstein on August 4th.
Okay.
Cleveland 19 reports that the sex abuse incident in question involved a minor student at Hudson City School and took place at the Ohio teacher's home. Mm. The abuse occurred in January of 2017. Hudson has a population of 22,000. The town lies in the northeast corner of Ohio, southeast of Cleveland, and 3 miles south of Judge Aiken's home.
That's right.
The Record Courier reported last year that after the Ohio teacher was arrested and charged with sexually abusing a student, the Hudson City School District Superintendent Phil Herman reported that she had resigned from her job. At the time of Helstein's arrest, the sex abuse charges, Herman indicated that Hudson School District would initiate the surrender of Miss Helstein's teaching license with the Ohio Department of Education.
So they're sticking to the she thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
The charges stem from the alleged sexual encounter that took place off school property in January 2017 with a former Hudson High School student who was a minor at the time.
Boy or girl? Did they identify that?
I'd say, I'm going to guess it was probably a girl. Because this, she looks like she might enjoy some young snatch.
Looks like she got a bigger dick than I do.
In order to protect the privacy of the student and the victim, the integrity of the investigation, we cannot share further details at this time.
Nor would we want to hear them.
Yeah. According to Cleveland.com, the statement continued, the district has been working diligently with the Hudson Police Department, has provided any relevant information the district has regarded regarding these allegations. The Hudson Police Department investigated these serious allegations and then properly referred their investigation to the Portage County Sheriff's Department, where the alleged crime had occurred. The disgraced Hudson, Ohio teacher has yet to receive her court date in front of Judge Aiken or her sentencing now that she has pleaded guilty and has been convicted of a sex crime.
Okay.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
First of all, Ghost66 in the chat room gets the award for fucking putting up the exact right picture of Charles Nelson Reilly to fucking compare. That is fucking fantastic. Bravo, Ghost66.
Yeah, that's it.
Close. Bailiff, before I impose sentence, I just need to ask you a personal question so that it'll help me with the sentencing here.
Yes.
Have you purchased your black rain yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, in that case, we're going to have to change up, because I was going to let you do the honors with this one. Jesus. Anybody having sex with this woman, I use
this thing.
This woman with air quotes is going to be traumatized. There's no two ways about that. That is trauma all over it. You know, I would think a dead person might experience some trauma having sex with that. Wow. I don't even know what to do with this one. I'd like to give it 100 years, but then that's 100 years that somebody else might have to deal with her in prison.
Well, what would your best guess be, Judge? Was it a boy, or was it an unsuspecting young girl?
You're asking me to make that decision. I can't even discern for certain what this person is.
Well, my feeling or my intuition would say that it was probably a girl.
You think it's a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. This one has to get put down. There's no two ways about it. And I need to recuse myself, because this happened with, you know, in the same school that my nieces went to. But my goodness, you know, I you got to put her down. There's no two ways about it. She needs a Clay Morrow to the throat. That's what she needs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a death by lethal injection of a bullet.
So lead poisoning.
Lead poisoning, exactly right.
All right. All right, last but not least, Judge.
Okay.
I've saved this one for last. I'm thinking this might have the greatest impact to bring the show to a crescendo.
All right.
All right.
It can't be worse than this lady, can it?
Well, it's not so much worse. It's different.
Okay.
And what has to be one of the craziest stories you'll hear all week, a Georgia substitute teacher has been arrested for allegedly filming herself masturbating in front of a classroom full of second graders.
Oh, wow.
Amelia Ressler, M-E-A-M-E-L-I-A, Ressler, R-E-S-S-L-E-R,
okay,
30, was covering the class at Mount Zion Elementary School in Carrollton when she performed the lewd act and filmed it, later uploading it online.
Oh, she put it out there too?
Yeah.
Is she now Facebook famous? Just thought I'd ask.
A tipster approached authorities about the clip, and Ressler was taken into custody by Carroll County Sheriff's Office. The classroom was full of kids when Ressler was masturbating.
Okay. She's 30?
She's 30.
These kids are what, about six?
Well, they're
second graders, eight.
Well, it's was arrested for filming of second graders. Yeah.
So
like eight.
Yeah. About 7, 8 years
old. Yeah.
Wow.
So she was flicking her old bean.
All right.
Hmm.
See if the video's out here anywhere.
I don't know.
All right.
The young boy in the front row, he went, I could smell your cunt. anyway, where was I? As Carroll County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Ashley Halsey told the news station, Ressler could have been seen at any time by the students as she was performing the act in a very open area.
Jesus.
Where she was sitting. It was like it was a closed, it wasn't like it was a closed desk and the kids couldn't look up and visually see what she was doing at the time. Because Ressler herself freely disseminated the video, it wasn't particularly hard for the authorities to get a hold of the use as evidence. Obtained the video.
I wonder if she used a Kermit the Frog vibrator during this.
Might have it. It would have been more kid friendly.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry, kids. It's just Kermit. Hey, oh, kids! It's Kermit the Frog. I'm just gonna diddle your teacher's pooter.
Children, this is a clitoris.
I'm just diddling your teacher's pooter. Kids?
Oh, my goodness.
It's me, Kermit. I'm just harmless. I'm just a green little frog. It's not easy being green.
Watch my eye rub off on her pussy.
Hey kids, I got a joke for you.
Okay.
What does Kermit the Frog's finger smells like? Miss Piggy.
This teacher.
We obtained video evidence because she videoed it herself and disseminated it, and we were able to get a hold of it as evidence. She was arrested for engaging in indecent and immoral acts while in the presence of school-aged children. Let's see here. Ressler was arrested on 19 counts of child molestation. Authorities thanked those who had helped make them aware of what wrestler was up to, okay, and was getting her arrested. We appreciate the dedication Carroll County School has for the safety of their students as they're contacted, as they were contacted immediately following the allegations, and will be continue to work closely with them during the remainder of the investigation. As Huslies explain, it's one of the things that the kids are going through that they shouldn't. The mental anguish that it caused these children and the parents, that was our drive behind working, get this case, getting it down quickly, getting her put in jail as quickly as possible.
Okay. I'm ready to rule on this.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
Now, bailiff, we haven't really seen this in my courtroom, but we have heard about it in the news and on other places, like that show, the Classic Metal Show, tends to cover stories like this.
Yes.
And one thing that we have heard in the last 5 or 6 years has been that they're reducing the age of sex education. So as far as I'm concerned, this was nothing more than a lesson plan. And I'm giving her not guilty. No charges.
Wow. Okay.
She was just teaching her class.
Right. It was just sex ed.
Per the guidelines that the schools want to have.
Yeah, whether they want it or not.
Yeah. The schools want these kids as young as kindergarten, first grade to know about their fucking cocks and pussies.
But right.
She was given, as far as I'm concerned, she's a year late to the program. Maybe I should give her like 6 months for being late.
Yeah, for being delinquent.
Maybe she's just doing maybe I should give the principal some time for not keeping the curriculum up to date. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. 6 months for the fucking principal.
And maybe some personal counseling for her in the judge's chambers.
I don't know. I like her with the bulldog's hat, but I don't like her as the bull dyke in her mugshot.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know. Her hair looks kind of like mine, but shorter. So pass.
Right.
I'll pass. No right. Charges. She was just doing her job.
Okay. All right. She was a good studious teacher, taking initiative.
That's right. She was going the extra mile for her students.
Right. Right. That's dedication.
That is.
Okay. Fair enough.
She all right, good. Showing the effects of fracking. They call it cracking in her.
Right. All right, Judge, that's going to wrap up another show.
Awesome. This one went extremely fast. And we've been in a half hour. Wow.
It was fun.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yep, good stuff. So
Judge Aiken is always a good ending for a show.
I think so.
Yeah. Especially with some of the whack ass cases that come into your courtroom there, Judge.
Yeah. No kidding. Jesus Christ.
Just where do these people come from?
I don't know, man. Hopefully I'm horrified that lady from fucking Hudson lives close to me.
She's not far from you.
She might live on my street for all I know.
She could live right around the corner.
She might be my neighbor.
She could be.
I don't know those neighbors like one house over. I have no idea who they are.
Yep.
It could be this fucking guy, girl, whatever that thing's name was. This awful.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up another show. So we appreciate everybody who's tuned in and hung out in the chat room and hung out with us for 6+ hours and all that fun shit. So I will let you pick the departing song for the evening.
Holy shit. I would like everybody in the chat room and everywhere else to note that this was a Neely show, the first one ever without a dock and tune. And we are going to end with Vicious Rumors, One World Church. Because after that, Judge Aiken, I think I need some church.
Right. All right. Well, none of that ever happened to me in my years of schooling, so good, bad, or indifferent, it's a new world we live in.
It certainly is.
All right. So what was the name of the tune?
One World Church.
Okay. Let me pull that up here. One. Let's see here. One World Church.
Yep.
All right.
It's got to be there.
Got it.
All right, cool.
All right, well, we're gonna get out of here. We will be back in 2 weeks. I'm flying out to LA this week to hang out with our good friend Eric Ferrantinos and Stephen Piercy and all that kind of good stuff. Chris is gonna go out drinking.
I am.
And so no show next week, kids.
Nope.
So you're gonna have to live without us.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be back in 2 weeks. So until 2 weeks from now, this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Aiken.
And we're gone.
All right. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? And you know what else is a lot of fun? The CMS Podcast Network. That's right. CMSPN.com is the address. Make sure you go over there. Make sure you watch the episodes there, you listen to the episodes there, and maybe you even just subscribe so it's delivered to your phone, to whatever podcasting software you use, but do it from cmspn.com. Once again, cmspn.com, cmspn.com, cmspn.com. We'll see you next time, fucks.